今日选读经文是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章一至八节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8.
我们一起去读，先用中文读，由英文读出。
We'll first read this in unison, first in Chinese, and then in English.
帖撒罗尼迦第前章四章一至八节，我们一起去读。弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们。你们既然受了我的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令，你的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远离淫行，要你们各人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放从私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人，不要一个人在这事上悦愤，欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应。正如我预先对你们说过，又切切吩咐你们的，神召我们本不是要我们沾污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. You live this way already, and we encourage you to do so even more. For you remember what we taught you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God's will is for you to be holy, so stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor. Not in lustful passion, like the pagans who do not know God and his ways. Never harm or cheat a fellow believer in this manner by violating his wife.For the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. Therefore, anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human teaching, but is rejecting God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
今日钱牧师为正道，题目系神旨意里的神。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message, God's purpose concerning sex.
大家早晨。If you've been with us over the last few months, you'll know we'll be slowly going through.The letter to the new converts in Thessalonica.
到如果你過去個幾個星期同我一齊嘅時候，你都係知道我哋係去睇過去嘅書卷，寫俾個當時嘅帖撒羅尼迦嘅弟兄。
And as we saw at the church picnic, the gospel, as Paul spells out in chapter 1, is powerful.
我去個旅行嘅時候都講過，就話喺當時嘅我哋睇個第一章嘅時候。
It has content, and it introduces us to the person and work of Jesus the Christ.
讲到话耶稣基督嘅能力同埋佢嘅工作。
And as we meet Him and bask in His presence, our lives can be changed.
让我哋去能够明白，让我哋能够将呢个话语都能够去运用，让我哋身体，让我哋喺个能力当中，我哋有改变。
We also learned, over the past few weeks, that we as Christians are called by God to live changed lives.
而我们作为基督徒的，我们被呼召，我们是活出一个有改变的生命。
And Paul has been instructing us on how to go about doing that.
而保罗都是怎样去教导我们应该怎样去做。
And so we come to chapter 4, and he gives us some particulars in certain areas of life.
而在第四章的时候，保罗去教导我们一些特别的在生命上应该要去留意的地方。
And the three very practical areas that he covers in really a short portion of chapter 4 is sex, work, and facing death.
在第四章裏面的這裡就是教導我們有幾樣東西我們去留意。第一樣就是關於我們在我們生命當中的生、工作和怎樣去面對死亡。
Now we'll have opportunity to look carefully at each of those living areas.
而我們會繼續的會看這個每一個地這三樣的東西。
But I know most of you are from a traditional culture.
我們大部分人都是來自傳統的文化。
And your culture tells you you don't talk about these things in public.
我們呢傳統文化告訴我們我們在公眾的地方我們不說這些東西。
But it's important to understand God's purposes of these living areas, not our own.
但其實我們很重要的去學習究竟在神裡面的旨意我們應該怎樣去看這個性、工作和死亡。
Because no matter who we are,We come with our cultural influences, our cultural baggage.
無論我們是哪一位，我們在生命當中，我們很被這個文化去影響。
But it's important if God is the creator, and he certainly is, I believe he is, and the sustainer of life, he knows. He made us. He knows how to live in these areas.
但其實神是我們的創造者，是我們的維持者，他知道我們需要，應該要去學習，去了解。
And of course, just like I spoke, Recently to the youth group, we live in a sex-crazed society.
咁我哋咧，咁啊，牧師最近咧就同我哋嘅教會年輕人去講，就話我哋其實係活著依個世界，充滿著依啲嘅罪惡，依啲嘅關於性嘅生命。
And that's probably an understatement, but that's the reality, right?
依個好似聽落去好誇張，其實依個係真實。
But as Paul will point out, today it's not that much different.Than in the pagan mindset of the Greco-Roman world.
但其實你睇嘅時候，其實保羅所講嘅想當年咁多年嘅事，同今時今日嘅文化其實冇乜唔同。
And so let's see what God through the Apostle Paul has to say to us concerning the area of living in regards to our sexual relationships.
所以今天嘅早上，我哋一齊去睇究竟保羅想去帶出我哋，俾我哋話俾我哋知，我哋點樣應該去睇性嘅生命。
Well, Paul starts out in verses 1 and 2, and he says, I want you to live in such a way, what does he say? To please God.
在第一、第二節講就話，保羅講話，我想你活出一個生命，怎樣的去榮耀，去愛神。
And then in verse 3 and following, he shows how Christians are supposed to do this distinctively in this sensitive area of sexuality.
特別的在第三節的開始就講就話，我作為基督徒的應該點出活出一個有基督徒的有性的生命。
And just like we're called by God, these early Christians were called to be radically different in these areas of life, radically different than the world.
今天的我們現在作為基督徒跟以前的一樣，就是保羅要呼召基督徒，我們活出一個很不同的生命。
That means their lifestyle, their attitude.Their behavior had to be revolutionary.
就話我作為基督徒嘅，我哋嘅行為，我哋嘅思想係應該好唔同。
And we saw how Paul was so tied with these Christians that he was again so encouraged when word came back to him that they were standing firm in their faith.
就保羅咁啊，當時佢講就話我哋要堅持我哋嘅信心，去活出依個好唔同嘅喺當時人嘅生命。
And we likewise, according to that, as we witness to the world in a sex-crazed world.
而我作為基督徒嘅，我哋應該喺現今嘅都係一樣，我哋要去企硬，我哋應該點樣活出一個應該有嘅一個基督徒有性嘅生命。
Now I'm trying to remember who it was. I got this from a Tim Keller sermon. I think it was Aristotle. He said, "I'm not absolutely sure," but he remember that pithy saying that Aristotle had.
咁啊，依個嘅經文其實好多，依個入邊所講嘅嘢好多嘢都嚟自天啟仁牧師所講嘅説話。
The pagans were generous with their bed, but they were what stingy with their table.
就係話講佢講就話想當年依啲嘅外邦人嚇，佢哋咧就對佢哋嘅金錢就好吝好孤寒，但係咧性嗰方面咧就好好普通好慷慨。
I think Aristotle put it a little bit better. That was more of a paraphrase that, because my memory is, I'm old. My memory is all over the place.
他說他自己老而已。
But But it's, you get the idea, right? They didn't open up their homes. They didn't open up their tables and be generous.
就話想當年嗰啲嘅外邦人，佢哋咧唔會話好慷慨嘅打開佢哋屋企，俾人嚟招呼人。
Generous and welcoming people, right? Like new immigrants.
啊，就話好慷慨嘅打開佢哋嘅佢哋屋企，哦，你有需要嘅嚟我就幫嚟我屋企。
And they were very loose in their sexual relationships.
但係反而嘅佢哋咧就好開放嘅喺佢哋嘅性嘅生命。
In fact.Documents from antiquity tell us that it was not uncommon. And this is why Paul addresses the men here. He's not slighting women. He's addressing the men in particular because they had privileges then in that culture that were contrary to God's purposes for sex and marriage.
葉並他講就話當時的外邦人特別是男人他們呢就對於性的生命方面呢就很混亂的。
Right, they treated sex as mundane. And then...They treated money as sacred, the opposite of what we're supposed to do as Christians.
對當時嘅外邦人依個男人，佢哋咧，佢哋好多時就係話對佢哋嘅金錢就好著緊去睇住，但係對佢哋嘅性嘅生命咧就完全嘅反相反。
Christians want to be set apart right from the world, so sex according to God is good in marriage in that context.
但係作為基督徒嘅就係睇完全相反。聖衣方面，我哋應該要好留，應該好留意去著緊。
And it has a particular purpose, and you'll be surprised from the text what it actually says what that purpose is.
而係特別嘅，我作為基督徒嘅，我哋應該睇聖嘅，其實係好特別嘅，有個意義。
Did anyone notice that when we read the text? It's in verses 3 and 4. What is the purpose of sex and marriage?
而喺第三、第四節，其實講到就話，究竟聖喺我哋作基督徒入邊係有咩特別嘅目的咧
？God.I'm using a more of a literal translation. God will sanctify you.
就話聖喺我哋作為基督徒嘅方面，個主要嘅意義就話幫助我哋去成聖。
The New Living Translation is a good translation. It says holy because sanctification means set apart, sacred.
就係聖就喺我基督徒入邊係代表咗話將幫我哋作為基督徒更加去聖潔，更加去親近神。
Those of you who are in a traditional culture, you know even better than most of us. It's about honor, admiring your spouse.
啊，意思即係話，我哋要跟我哋嘅喺聖入邊當中係話點樣去愛慕我哋嘅配偶。
How do you honor someone? You're committed to them.
啊，我哋點樣去愛慕？點樣去敬畏我哋嘅配偶咧
？That's why it's an atrocity to separate body and soul.When you separate body and soul, that's a curse, right? That's the curse because of our sin.
就因為我哋嘅罪嘅緣故，我哋將我哋人嘅身體同埋嘅靈魂分開去睇。
No, honor, commitment, admiration, build that person up. You do that in marriage, in a sexual relationship.
就話喺基督徒點樣去睇依個嘅聖咧？就話喺依個喺依一個嘅婚姻入邊嘅當中，係應該有著依個嘅承諾，有著依個愛。
And there must be something wholesome, joyous, and clearly wise about what the early Christians were showing that pagan world.
就話俾嗰陣當時嘅基督徒，就俾當時嘅外邦人睇到，就話喺依個嘅婚姻入邊當中入邊嘅聖係應該充滿著依個嘅完美，充滿著依個愛。
Because you don't need to be a historian to know what happened. Christianity flourished. You know, 300, 400 years it flourished. It was embraced.
啊，大家睇咧就話，想當年就係話之後好多年之後啦，就話基督徒點樣嘅去擴散喺當時嘅羅馬帝國。
Again, Paul showing the power of the gospel.
而所以保羅就喺入邊嘅講解。
And by the way, if we continue the path.Of our society, the way we're going, we're going to perish.
若然我哋今天嘅文化好似想当年嘅咁样去嘅咁样去放荡嘅生活嘅，我哋嘅生命，我哋嘅社会都会被破坏。
Because in a sex-crazed society, there's no stability, and children need stability. You know that if you're a parent.
因为如果有著咁嘅生命吓，對性呢方面咧，唔會點去點睇嘅時候，呢個社會會被破壞。
So when husband and wife are modeling what life's about to their children. That brings stability. That takes commitment.
所以一個父母就為喺呢個生命當中有一個正確嘅有聖嘅思嘅看法嘅時候咧，啊點樣能夠去管教佢哋嘅兒女，而點樣去之後點樣去影響呢個社會。
And so in just these five verses 3-8, Paul gives us what the Bible teaches about sex.
所以今天早上睇就算少少嘅五至八節嘅時候，啊睇佢就話，我哋作為基督徒應該點樣去睇聖嘅生命。
And I get the framework here from Tim Keller's sermon. You can hear that for free online somewhere. It's the goodness, the context, and the purpose.
所以今天早上的經文其實你都可以去聽到在 Tim Keller 的網址，就話其實佢主要講嘅就話喺聖嘅生命，基督徒有聖嘅生命入邊講到就話有三樣嘢，就話喺聖入邊當中嘅好處入邊應該有嘅內容同埋嘅聖入邊當中嘅意義。
We're made in God's image. God is our creator. God said what he created is good.
我哋係被神去創造，有著神嘅樣式，係我哋所做嘅嘢都係神就話係美好嘅。
And as I said, in a proper context, sex is good in marriage.
所以喺入邊當中所講嘅嘢內容就話，其實喺有呢個基督徒聖嘅入邊嘅喺生命當中是好的。
So our view should be like God's view concerning that subject matter.
所以我作為基督徒的，我都應該好像去神去怎樣去看。
You know, there are two extremes when it comes to sex.
其實我們當是看性的方面呢，我們有兩個極端。
It's lifted up too high, like in a sex-crazed modern culture.
一方面譬如說看性在裡面生命是很重要的。
Where everything is sexualized, right?Where, you know, you go on a bill, you see a billboard, you see a bus, everything.
啊，咁譬如話，你就算去出街，譬如話，而家你喺度話好多嗰啲大型光幕，你都見到啊，全部好似好靚，好多靚女咁樣鋪曬上嚟咁樣。
And the LGBTQ plus community reminds us that constantly.
啊，咁亦都係話，譬如話同性戀嘅人，佢哋都話好著重去睇究竟呢個性方面或者呢個性別啊點樣有著重要性。
Again.We are distinct, but we are welcoming. So we ought to welcome everyone.
我哋嘅睇法係唔同，但係我哋咧係好樂意嘅去睇唔同嘅觀點。
But they need to know that sex in marriage between a husband and wife, man and a woman, is what the purpose of sex is. That's the context.
但係咧，我哋要着重去明白就係話喺神入邊嘅當中嚇，夫婦嘅一個婚姻入邊係男。同女入邊當中嘅性係好緊要嘅。
You know, I did put my kids through public school, and many of you have too. And I kind of cringe at that as they try to leave God out of the schoolhouse.
我啲細路仔咧就話係去公立學校嘅，咁就係話佢學校邊所教導嘅咩嘢咧
？But that's why it's important, even if you're in traditional culture, to sit down and talk to your children.
所以其實好緊要嘅，就算喺教會嘅當中，我哋需要其實去講解究竟喺基督教嘅觀點角度點樣去睇聖。
We're going to be calling a youth director soon. It's not his responsibility. It's your responsibility, the parents.
我其實呢啲係講聖嘅觀點入邊，唔單止係教會，其實我哋作為父母嘅或者父母係一個責任，我哋去講解。
Because the future of the church is dependent on it.
因為我哋教會以後將來係其實建於依啲嘅年輕人嘅身上。
So on one hand, sex is deified. It's just like in a pagan society, the Greco-Roman world. They in the worship of idols, the worship of their gods. It was a pluralistic society. They used sex in those idol worship services.
一方面佢哋就話將神將依個嘅性好神化咁樣。譬如話喺想當年好多就算而家都係有一啲嘅異教嚇喺佢哋嘅崇拜當中，佢哋咧會講嘅性係好緊要，或者有性嘅行為。
But the other extreme, and this is where, if you're influenced by traditional culture, is more so, is you sweep it under the rug, you don't mention it.
但係啲好傳統嘅地方入邊講就話，哦性依方面咧，哦我哋教會咧唔應該去講嘅。
But the Bible doesn't whisper to you about sex. It'sBlatant. Read the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon's. Read the Proverbs. You'll see it.
但其實聖經入邊唔好話將啲性嘅方面咧去隱藏，其實係你譬如話你去睇嘅箴言，你睇嘅詩歌入邊都係其實有講性嘅生命。
And so as you'll see on slide 2 and 3, I quote Tim Keller here, the gospel demystifies sex. You never see the Bible talk about sex in whispers.
So actually, in the 圣经里面当中，其实它有讲解，讲清楚这个的性的方面，是从来圣经没有说它隐藏，应该有的性的关系。
Keller goes on and says, nor do we find the Bible deifying, glorifying sex, like our society.
亦都冇聖經入邊冇特別嘅講到話好神化性嘅性呢個生命。
The Bible doesn't say this should be the focus of our society。
嚇，聖經冇講到話我哋嘅人生嘅生命或者社會嘅目標應該指住有呢個性。
No, the Bible, God's word, de-centers sex。
但係其實聖經話教導我哋話，我哋將我哋嘅注目唔係應該擺喺個性嗰方面。
And that's so counter to the culture today, right?
對而家今天嘅文化其實係好唔同。
The Bible says this is not salvation. This is not the way to wisdom. This is not the way to sophistication. This is not the way to ultimate joy.
嚇，而家教導就話，若然我哋唔去睇住聖咧，我哋生命好似冇咗呢個嘅教導，冇咗呢個嘅拯救，冇咗呢個嘅智慧，冇咗呢個修養，冇咗呢個喜樂。
Yes, there's pleasure, but the purpose is to honor. And you all that are more influenced by traditional culture, you should know that.
我應該有的文化，我們明白就是說，我們有性方面的生命是好的，但是不是應該我們人生裡面當中的最主要的目標是有給我們喜樂。
And the reason why Paul addresses the men here, he's not sliding women, he wants to show that women should be lifted up.
入面當中保羅去著重的是同當時的男人去講，
because the men had these privileges in that pagan culture that were immoral, sexually immoral.
因為其實想當年在個外邦人的文化當中，男人是有權或者有特別的權，他們能夠有跟三四個女人一起的。
And Paul says, enough of that. You are different. You're called by God to be different.
而保罗就同呢班嘅当时嘅基督徒讲就话：，你哋作为基督徒嘅人，应该要活出一个唔同嘅生命。
You know, it's a no-brainer. All of Christendom, in fact, all of Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, all says the same thing in regards to sex. Sex is in marriage.
其實你有冇睇任何其他宗教都好，無論你睇去呢個嘅猶太教，或者你去睇。印度教或者是傳統的天主教都好，都是講到話性入邊當中係應該喺依個婚姻入邊嘅。
And let me just say also because again there's so many movements, sexual movements going on, and how do we make sense of all of that？
我哋去留意去睇點解？因為今天嘅文化有唔同嘅趨向，點樣去睇性
？Well, a lot of it has to do with rights, right？
好多時候睇就話我哋去睇。在性裡面當中的權。
And we ought to be sympathetic about people's rights, but we can do it in a way that is not attacking marriage.
我們都是其實去留意，我們應該要去看這件事的。
We can do it in a way like, oh, well, why don't make the tax laws more fair to singles?
那譬如說，不如說，不要說性這方面，不如說婚姻裡面，不如說我們就去看，我們應該是單身。
Right, you can be an advocate for tax reform.And make it more equal so that if you're single, you don't pay more tax, right, than somebody who's married.
譬如話我哋可以我哋講話人當中我哋應該有權，我哋有權咧應該點樣去俾唔俾税，或者我有權應該唔應該有一個性嘅生命。
So in a sense that will help people, but it will you'll still be standing firm in saying sex is good in marriage only between a man and a woman.
但我作為基督徒嘅應該要去企硬，就話喺性方面咧，係只係應該喺呢個婚姻入邊嘅當中。
See, again, there are things like that we can do to be welcoming to people who are different than us, right? Who have a different worldview.
所以我作為基督徒嘅，我點解有咁嘅睇法？好叫我哋能夠有歡迎大家一齊嘅去商討。
Because I say this respectfully to you, we're not to sweep things under the rug. We're not.
我哋唔係話將聖衣方面咧擺喺個一個角落頭唔去講。
Of course, you're influenced by your culture, but you have to stand firm in the faith. You have to.
當然嘅，我哋應該要去企硬嘅，我哋要憑著信心去明白究竟呢個嘅觀點角度。
And one of the ways you have to do that is engage people, engage the cultural differences.
我哋就作為基督徒嘅，我哋需要去點樣去睇當時嘅文化。
You shouldn't separate body and soul. Remember, that's part of the curse, right? God, that was our fault, the fall of humanity. That's why there's a separation when we return to dust when we die.
我哋作為人嘅，我哋有一個罪，就係話將人嘅身體同靈魂去分開去睇。
But and the wages of sin, of course, is death, right?
罪嘅工價就係死。
But again, sexual relations is a whole body commitment, right?
而性嘅方面其實係我哋全個身體一個嘅承諾。
And if it's that kind of intimacy, it must be with commitment. It must.
所以兩個人當中有一個咁親密嘅關係，係需要有當中有嘅呢個嘅承諾。
So if you have a marriage license, you're honoring the person.
所以話就話有一個承諾，就話會喺一個婚姻嘅婚入邊當中啊，會有結婚有個證明。
And again, many of you have an Asian background. And again, you're not immune to the temptations. You are not.
我作為人嘅，我哋唔會話冇依個嘅。Temptation 俾我哋話哦，我哋睇性。
I had this was in try to get the right dates here. This was in 1990. I had a interview pastoral ministry. I just graduated from seminary, and it was in Los Angeles, California.
咁啊，想當年1990年嘅時候咧，牧師啱畢業就去有一個嘅工作嘅面試。
And it was a large Chinese church.
咁就有一個好大間嘅中文嘅教會。
In a very affluent area of Los Angeles.
咁啊喺一個洛杉磯嘅主要中心。
And I was grilled by the leaders and a advisory pastor there.
咁啊見到好多唔同嘅牧師。
And a big chunk of their questions involved their youth with sexual problems.
其實喺入邊當中有嘅面試。講到好多嘅問題就係話關於性嘅睇法。
This was in the 90s. It's a Chinese church.
因為係想當年1990年嘅時間嘅面試，但係喺個洛杉磯嘅時間已經係好著重去睇究竟教會嘅角度點樣去睇性。
So you're not immune, no matter what cultural influence you have.
所以無論係咩時間咩文化當中，依個性嘅問題係唔會話走咗去。
And so sex.Has a purpose according to God.
所以話喺神入邊當中，性係有佢嘅目標目的。
And the key phrase here is in verses 4 and 5, where Paul literally says, "I want you to take a wife." And here's the phrase that's the key one: in honor, not in lust.
就入邊講到話性嘅方面嘅目標嘅目的係就係咩咧？就話要去敬畏你嘅配偶。就話唔會應該喺入邊當中唔應該有一個淫念。
Again, it's kind of smooth over. The New Living Translation tries to bring it to today's vernacular, tries to smooth things over, and that's why it says brothers and sisters. But it's really talking to brothers. That's what Paul is he's addressing.
佢依個經文面着重咧係講緊同依個當時嘅弟兄去講。
And he's saying is, let me just show you, it's possible.It's possible, even in marriage, to be trapped in lust.
其實在婚姻入邊，其實都可以入邊當中係有一個淫亂嘅思想。
How could that be?
我哋講就話點有可能嘅咧
？Well, Paul actually says in paganism, the marriage itself and the sex inside marriage is characterized by lust.
你就話喺個外邦人嘅入邊當中去睇，就話性入邊咧係充滿著一個淫亂。
And Paul says, I will have none of that.None of that, because it will harm you as a Christian.
但作為保羅講到話，作為基督徒嘅，我哋唔應該有咁嘅思想。
Again, that phrase, that key phrase, in honor, not in lust, is one word in Koine Greek. It's that famous word, epithumia. Happy desire.
其實在古文裏面當中看就說我應該怎樣有這個性的生命就是說應該是著重是說要去敬畏去愛 你的配偶
Over desire. And Paul used that previously. Remember last time we saw him use that word in a positive way, right? In his relationship with Paul and the Thessalonican Christians.
上次他講的就是說保羅怎樣去用這些差不多的字眼
But itWhat he's getting at here is you can dishonor your wife.
就講到話人一個男人點樣嘅可以去不公平或者不道德嘅點樣對待個配偶
Not holding her in reverence and awe.
嚇點樣去講咧
？That can even happen in your proper context, sex and marriage.
所以話應該，我哋應該有一個正確嘅觀念去睇。
Don't take a spouse in lust, says Paul.
就話作為夫婦嘅丈夫嘅唔應該有對呢個妻子有一個淫亂嘅思想。
That means in the special relationship, in the special area of that relationship, sexual relations, you are to honor and respect your spouse.
所以話作為一個夫婦，一個親密關係當中嘅時候。夫婦應該有一個嘅點樣去敬畏對方，同埋點樣去愛慕對方。
That means you, she has to be your best friend. She must.
所以作為嗰個嘅妻子嘅，係應該係個男人嗰個嘅最好嘅朋友。
If you find yourself discussing problems with someone else, not your wife, you got a problem.
所以作為丈夫嘅，若然你心中入邊有咩問題，你去揾其他人去傾訴，唔係揾你太太嘅時候。
When there are concerning matters, you should consult your wife. That's honor.
嚇，因為其實我哋係一個嘅敬畏嘅依個關係。你有，譬如作為丈夫嘅有一個問題嘅時候，應該同個妻子去商量。
Again, the purpose of sex and marriage is quite counter to what the world says, right? It's not about 2.2 children and a happy family.
嚇，依個世界點樣去睇依個婚姻嘅個關係係好唔同嚇。作為妻子嘅或者作為一個夫婦嘅，唔係話結婚係為著要生 BB。
No, it's to make you feel cherished, dignified, uplifted, exalted, built up, pointing that person and saying, "I want to help you be like our Maker, the Christ."
而作為夫婦嘅喺個神入邊當中嘅關係。目標就是話點樣去互相嘅去幫助對方，係更加嘅去崇高，更加嘅親密，更加嘅去接近神。
And to show you I'm in business, I'm fully exposed, physically, emotionally, intellectually.
作為夫婦應該有嘅關係就話大家係好坦然相對嘅，係唔單止係身體上、感情上或者係屬靈上。
Because I made a vow, I'm committed to you.You only, my spouse.
因為作為夫婦嘅，係互相嘅，佢哋已經有一個承諾，就係話點樣去愛對方。
And if you tasted any of that, you know there's power there because the gospel is present.
若然你能夠咁樣做嘅時候，你能夠感受到呢個能力，因為呢個就係神俾你嘅能力。
You know, often I get down because I've been at this for 33 years. I started way back, right in California, andPastoral ministry, 33 years.
牧師已經係其實已經做咗，即係講過依個牧師生命已經係三十幾年啦。
And there's so many ups and downs, ups and downs, and there's more downs, by the way. Well, maybe for some of you, not many downs, but for me, there were a lot of downs.
喺佢嘅生命當中又係高低都高高跌跌。
But I can attest to this. You know what cleaned me up? My wife.
但就話點樣喺我生命當中，雖然有高高低低嘅時候，我點能夠喺我生命當中能夠去有喜悦，係靠著我太太。
Because when your wife affirms you, it doesn't matter if you failed. It doesn't matter.
所以無論你譬如話喺你生命當中點樣去跌嘅時候，但你嘅太太點樣去鼓勵你，你能夠去睇翻起身。
Because there's honor, respect, admiration.
因為就
一個 marriage relationship，
因為一個真正有個真正嘅喺基督徒入邊嘅夫婦嘅關係，就話點樣去太太或者係對方嘅點樣互相嘅扶持，點樣抬高。
I'm a sinner and you're a sinner. Even though we don't do that well, we strive to obey Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
就因為我應該有嘅基督徒嘅生命點啊？點咩？因為我哋去愛我哋嘅妻子，好似我哋去愛呢個教會一樣。
And of course, how did Christ do that? He gave himself completely, right?
我點樣能夠去做到？因為就話好似耶穌基督一樣，佢自己都係俾到呢個教會。
Because he wants us to be glorious too. He wants us made over.Right?
耶稣基督去爱他的子民，去给他自己，给他的子民，他自己的生命。
Honor. That's the purpose of sex and marriage.
所以这个性在个婚姻里面当中的目标就是如何去尊敬，去敬畏对的妻子。
And nothing makes a person more honored than saying, I'm sticking with you. Like glue.Through thick and thin, I'm staying with you, committed.
所以就話呢個夫婦當中嘅關係就話，無論係生與死或者係好處唔好處嘅時候，嚇點樣係互相嘅一齊度過。
I know many of you single. You say, "How about me? What's in it for me? What's this message about?"
嚇咁，譬如話當中入邊，我話我係單身嘅。咁今天早上所講嘅説話對我有咩意義咧？
Well, you need a proper perspective on the purpose of marriage and sex and marriage. You need that.
但係就話我作為雖然係單身嘅，但我哋應該有作為基督徒有正確嘅思想、正確嘅明白點樣去睇性。
Because if things aren't working out and somehow things, you know, you think your life's ruined because you're not married. If you think that, maybe you're falling into that guilt trap.
我作為譬如話我哋單身嘅，我哋睇就話，我結唔到婚，我揾唔到我配偶嚇，我生命唔好，我唔好啦。
You're gonna ruin your marriage if you are married. You know why? Because that's lust. That's lust.
譬如話，讓人咁樣睇嘅時候，其實都係一個有淫亂嘅睇法。
You're lusting for a better life. You're saying, "Oh, I need a better life. Better, it's better to be married."
所以我點解？因為意思就係話，我想追求一個更加好嘅生命啊！若然我有配偶咧，我有更加好嘅生命。呢個其實就係話去尋求一個錯誤嘅觀點，去人生嘅生命。
You're falling into the same trap that if you were married, you did that, it would ruin your marriage.
所以話，若然你就算係單身，你揾到你嘅配偶咧，然後結到婚嘅時候，你其實你為著嘅目標唔係。是為神，你為了你有更加好的生命，這件事其實都是錯。
And so you shouldn't marry for any other reason than honor.
所以話，若然兩個人男同女係想一齊的時候，是為著對方一齊能夠去敬畏神，係應該先嘅真正的思想。
And you know, even the best marriage on earth, even if that was so, it's only a foretaste, right?
無論係幾咁好嘅夫婦嘅關係喺神入邊嘅當中，其實只係一個喺神入邊當中，我哋同神嘅當中嘅關係一個嘅開頭去睇到點樣應該點幾咁好。
The Bible paints that picture so very well, right? The great wedding dance, the great wedding feast when we united to Christ.
嚇，就話講到話聖經講到話，若然我哋同神一齊有個好嘅關係嘅時候，就好似我哋有一個好好大嘅筵席。
That's when Jesus comes back for you, the believer. Where then, you already consummated, but there is a complete consummation.
嚇，就係話當耶穌基督再翻嚟嘅時候，我哋能夠再一次嘅同佢一個聯合。
And if you're looking to that, if in God's sovereignty you have a wedding feast here on earth, you'll put it in its proper perspective.
若然你有咁嘅睇法時候，你係渴慕耶穌基督係再一次翻嚟嘅，我有一個美好嘅關係，應該有咁嘅睇法。
Because Paul is content because even though he's exhorting the new converts in Thessalonica, he knows they are standing firm, ready to challenge the cultural pagans.Their society.
而保罗想当年就系好落，佢企好硬嘅，就系话佢点样爱作为基督徒嘅，应该点去面对当时嘅文化嘅睇法。
And we know what happened. Thousands upon thousands came to know the Christ.
若然系睇圣经本当中话，若然佢企硬凭着信心嘅，之后有 千千好多人去相信主。
Because those converts in Thessalonica were seeking first His kingdom.
因為就話人佢有改變，去追求，去明白神。
They were seeking first His righteousness.
就係先去尋求神嘅國同埋佢嘅義先。
And as the promise of the Word of God says, everything else will then be added unto you.
而聖經裏邊都講過就話，當你先尋求神佢嘅國佢嘅義，其他一切嘅都會交給俾你。
Oh, Father, thank you for your Word that often stings at us, but comforts us as well.
主要去感謝你俾我去明白，亦都係嘅俾我哋有一個嘅安慰。
You know, in just these brief verses, Paul unpacks here a flurry of biblical teaching on the life area of sex.
呢就係好短短嘅幾段嘅章節，但係讓我哋去明白去睇就話我喺我哋婚姻入邊當中性嘅意思。
Help us, Father, not to fall into the trap that the world has that deifies sex.
讓我哋去明白究竟喺基督教嘅角度應該點樣去睇性，唔係去將呢個性入邊去神化。
But also help us not to debase sex as well.
亦都係讓我哋幫助我哋去明白，我哋嘅生命唔係只係單住因為有性嘅關係。
Because you, O Lord, deem it good in the marriage relationship.
你俾到我哋喺入邊性入邊當中俾我哋有一個好嘅意義。
It has a noble purpose that will bring honor to you.
讓我哋都能夠喺性入邊嘅當中，能夠將呢個嘅敬畏都能夠去俾到對方，亦都係俾到神。
Lord, may our marriages sing. May they sing. May you bless us, Lord, through all the trials and tribulations. Bless our marriages.
讓主讓我哋去明白，讓我哋更加嘅去追求你。
And then the world will ask us, "Hey, what's up? How come you guys are different?"
而呢個世界就會見到就話，嘿，你哋依班嘅基督徒點解能夠咁嘅改變？有啲乜咁唔同咧？
Oh Lord, help us. Give us the grace that we need to live by faith in your promises.
主求你去幫助我哋，讓我哋有憑著信心嘅去過我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命。
Help us now as we gather our thoughts for the Lord's table.
主讓我哋去將我哋嘅思想都係留意，讓我哋去領一聖餐。
In Jesus' name, we ask that. Amen.
我咁祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。